So, Mr. Producer Nathan, do you have Byte 18 there in your Rolodex? Hey, how exciting is that? Here's, I want to play this for you. Not because it's a late ad. I do this to the team on occasion. Hey, I found this. I'd like to run it. It's just a little clip of Mike Pence announcing his run for the presidency yesterday. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, also joined the fray. He's hoping to eat his way to the presidency. Anyhow, I'm just joking. Here's Mike Pence.
But today, our country's in a lot of trouble. President Joe Biden and the radical left have weakened America at home and abroad. The American dream is being crushed under runaway inflation. Wages are dropping. Recession is looming. Our southern border is under siege, and the enemies of freedom are on the march around the world. And worse still, timeless American values are under assault as never before. We're better than this. We can turn this country around, but different times call for different leadership. Today, our party and our country need a leader that'll appeal, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature. I have long believed to whom much is given, much will be required. My family and I have been blessed beyond measure with opportunities to serve this nation, and it'd be easy to stay on the sidelines. But that's not how I was raised. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States.
There you have it. He's running for president. But you know what? I just first time I've heard that, by the way. I just saw it pop up, and I had him pull it for me. There's nothing new in that message. Now, having said that, is Mike Pence more qualified to be president than the guy in the Oval Office currently? Yeah, my dog is more qualified. That tree stump you drive by on the road out there, that tree stump is more qualified and probably is more on the ball than Joe Biden is most days anymore. And I'm sorry to say that, but Joe Biden is, well, he's compromised. Intellectually, physically, and morally. Joe Biden took $5 million. That's what the FD 1023 seems to indicate, and I'm going with it. Money laundering, bribery, that's what James Comer says of Joe Biden's behavior. Oh, and by the way, speaking of dishonest politicians, not just Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, another dishonest politician. Adam Schiff is facing censure and fine by the House for all his continued lying about the Steele dossier and the Russia collusion hoax. I've got the proof. You don't have proof of Doodly Squad, Adam. You're a repulsive little lizard, a little political lizard, a cold-blooded little weasel. Feckless weasel, I might add. Anyhow, so Mike Pence is in, and Chris Christie is in, and nobody cares. The race is still between Trump and DeSantis until further notice. You know, 27 other people jump in. I mean, how do you think Asa Hutchinson's campaign's going today? Nikki Haley, how's she doing? Tim Scott, how you doing? Tim Scott, great running mate potentially for somebody. The top of the ticket? No, he's not going to get there. So what happens? Now, looking way down the road, I got to looking here. Minnesota, by the way, already has the national popular vote, so I was wrong. Pennsylvania would not put them over the top. They're a long way from getting the next 50. If they get Michigan, in which they will, then they'll have 220, but they're a long way from getting any more. Wisconsin will not do it. Arizona will not do it because you got a Republican Senate there. Nevada has a Republican governor. He'll veto it. Let's see, who else was there? It doesn't matter. They're a long way from being there. Texas will never do it. The Carolinas, neither one will ever do it. Because they know it's an affront to liberty, to the Constitution. So these things aren't going to happen. So if Michigan joins, Michigan might be the last state for a while to get on board here. And we'll see where it goes. By the way, Russell Brand apparently, speaking of politics, Russell Brand apparently is joining the fray. Russell Brand running for president. who was the third party announcement yesterday? I know I saw this. Let me look it up for you. Just so I have it for you. Third party presidential bid. By the way, the Cornel West, that's who jumped in. A presidential run on a third party. Cornel West, whack job. But, you know, here's the thing. These third-party candidates could really make a difference if, for example, if Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's pulling better than 20% now, and that should just, that's why I told you at the top of this program that the green light has now been given by the Democrats, the Democrat National Committee, the actual power brokers behind the curtain and behind the velvet rope. They've all given the green light to go ahead and show Joe Biden fumbling around. Show Joe Biden being incompetent. They're going to show Joe Biden the door, not immediately, because they do not want Kamala Harris in the White House. The worst case scenario for America, and also for the Democrats right now, is Kamala Harris. Something happening to Joe Biden now, because right now they're going, oh God, what if he doesn't make it till November of 24? What if he goes down now? Then you have a sitting president, Kamala Harris, running for the nomination, wildly unpopular individual, who would then be challenged by Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom and a host of others. So the worst case scenario, and it's the worst case scenario for America, too, because she's a weakling. She has the intellectual, you know, horsepower of a housefly. And that's being cruel to houseflies. Kamala Harris has no intellectual horsepower. Zero. Have you ever thought about the passage of time? You know, the time passages, you know, when you have a passage of time and time passes. Yeah, Kamala, we get it. You smoked weed. Cool. I'm going to take a break and have some final thoughts. That is the worst case scenario for Democrats, is her getting her hands to the Oval Office. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Let's review the math.
Over 5.5 billion people have been vaccinated now from COVID-19.
History shows that vaccines work.
Experts have tested the COVID-19 vaccine to be safe and effective.
Giving us the vaccine helps protect us all.
Any questions, Mom, Dad?
Do your homework. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/kids-covid-vaccine. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.